Drew Brees is back to practice, Kyle Allen gets another week under center, Kareem Hunt can start practicing, and more. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, October 21st.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Saints are rolling with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. After beating up on the Bears yesterday, they've now won five straight games since Teddy took over for Drew Brees. But the NFL's all-time leader in passing yards is taking a big step, returning to practice this week. Brees injured the thumb on his throwing hand back in week two when he was hit by Aaron Donald on the follow-through of a pass. He was initially given a 6 to 8 week recovery window, and he said from the beginning that he wants to beat it. The Saints play the Cardinals this week, then have a bye in Week 9 before a date with the Falcons in Week 10. So if Brees misses Sunday's game, he'll have two more weeks off, but he's made clear he wants to get back in there. Of course, it'll depend how he feels and how sharp he looks at practice. The Saints are 6-1, tied with the Packers for the second-best record in the NFC. The Panthers are next in the NFC South at 4-2, so the playoff race is very competitive in the NFC, and Brees would like to get back in time to host a Cardinals team that's won three games in a row. Panthers coach Ron Rivera announced today that Kyle Allen will get at least one more week under center. Cam Newton will continue to rehab his foot injury that has held him out since week two, and it's not yet known when he can get back to fully practicing. So Allen will start this week's showdown with the undefeated 49ers and their fearsome defense. Rivera wasted no time making the announcement coming out of this week's bye. The Panthers have won four straight games, but will now face their toughest test yet. The Browns announced that suspended running back Kareem Hunt has been cleared to return to practice. Hunt remains suspended from game action until week 10, but he can start practicing now. Hunt was given 8 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy after video surfaced last December of the 2017 NFL rushing champion shoving and kicking a woman in a hotel. That led to his release from the Chiefs before he signed with the Browns this offseason. Hunt, by the way, is also recovering from sports hernia surgery he underwent this offseason. The Browns are 2-4 without him, but Nick Chubb is having a great season at running back. Chubb is one of 4 players in the NFL averaging more than 100 rushing yards per game, along with Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, and Leonard Fournette. But beyond Chubb, the Browns haven't had anyone do much of anything in the backfield. Baker Mayfield is second on the team in rushes and yards, with 8 for 35, so they should be able to carve out a role for Hunt. A few other injury notes heading into Week 8. Texans wide receiver Will Fuller is expected to miss a few weeks with a hamstring injury. Vikings receiver Adam Thielen injured his hamstring on a touchdown catch yesterday, and he is unlikely to be back in time for a Thursday night game against Washington. And Baker Mayfield practiced today, and Freddie Kitchens said the Browns QB's hip is good to go for this week. And finally, tonight we have an AFC East rivalry game on Monday night as the Patriots visit the Jets. New England is 6-0, hoping to remain one of the league's last two undefeated teams, along with the 49ers. The Jets are 1-4, but finally got in the win column last week with Sam Darnold back under center. The Patriots are 9.5-point favorites. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.